after the island of Okinawa was called secure, we were put on LSDs and went back to the Philippines. We went to the island of Cebu, and there we set up a camp and built the trains and stayed there with a little bit of training and helped load ships, Navy ships, for the invasion of Japan. And sometimes that was a nice thing to do, to go down to the docks and work on a Navy ship, because we got to eat with the Navy. And most of the time they had better food than we did, because most of our chefs would start out with pretty good food, but by the time it was put onto our tray or mess kit, whatever we were eating out of, well, they had done something to it that most people wouldn't even taste it unless you get. But when you get hungry, you eat it. One time we were working on a Navy ship, and we were standing in line for chow, and the sailors were complaining about, what are we going to have for lunch today? Somebody said turkey. Are we going to have turkey again? My gosh. And boy, turkey would be a real treat for us. And we were looking forward to it, and asked the sailors why they were so disappointed in having turkey. And they said they had left the East Coast and went down and through the Panama Canal and over through the Pacific loaded with turkeys. They were supposed to meet somebody someplace. I don't know whether it was another ship or some island they were supposed to stop at and get rid of a lot of those turkeys. And they never did that, so they got the chance to eat those turkeys. And I can imagine that you have turkey every day for several months. Well, you'd get tired of it too. We were set, I guess, to make the invasion. And thank goodness for President Truman. He had balls enough to tell him to drop the atomic bomb. And we were on the island of Cebu when the word came that the war was over with Japan. Now, war had already ended in Europe. At the end of the war in Japan. And this all took time, of course. And we were the first troops to go into Hokkaido. Hokkaido is the northernmost island owned by Japan for the occupation troops. But we had no idea what we would be accepted, or what to expect going into the main islands of Japan. But luckily, I think most of the Japanese had sent their wives and children, the girls especially, to the mountains, because they didn't know what we were going to do either. And then the wives and the children eventually came back down. We went to a building that was called the College of Fishery, and we moved in there. We did not have hot running water. We didn't have any showers. Our toilets worked, which was good. But one time, I can't remember how long we had been there, But I had decided that I had been too long without a bath. So I went outside. Now this is in the fall of the year, and I'm sure some of you know what a 5 gallon bead on of water gas, water can is. So I broke the ice off of that and stood over in the corner of a building and took a sponge bath. Well, needless to say, it was so cold that I decided that I would go a long time without a bath before I would ever do that again, freeze myself that way.